Catch up on the bits you missed from Kennedy Malloy. Miss the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers, and you'll miss it for good. Visit your participating Ford dealer today. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to the big Tuesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Hello, David.
Mick, Jane, hi.
Of the Dangerous Variety. Welcome aboard. Big show today. Look, it's hard to find some chunky news to bite into.
It's hard to find some uplifting news. Everything we read is depressing and awful. So
the world's a terrible place.
We're flipping things on its head.
We'll find something.
Found some real dumb stuff.
Could be lightweight.
For you. Really stupid stories.
But we'll try and put a smile on your dial, idiot. And you found a hot tradie.
I found a hot tradie.
Well, this is so...
actually, most tradies are hot, I have to say. And they all know that. The ones I know are, anyway. And I have found a hot tradie. He's become famous, an Australian guy, inadvertently.
Wow.
He was actually a pizza delivery guy, and he didn't know he was going to be a hot tradie. I'm going to talk about hot tradies.
Is he a tradie? I would have thought that's not a trade.
No, I think you're allowed to say you're a tradie.
Well, we'll get to the bottom of that. I think there's tradies out there. There's plumbers right now who are doing their lolly.
I've got a new segment with an opener. Stand by. It's called Janie's Hot Tradie.
Crikey.
Are you one? Do you know one? No. Just keep that going.
Hey. We do this occasionally. We're going to roll up the sleeves, thump the table and give them a spray.
Oh,
come on, get involved.
You're in the mood for doing that, I can tell right now.
Oh, well, yeah.
You just got that. You're a bit itchy, antsy, ready to just go someone. Yeah. Anyone you
someone
can go.
Someone in particular. Oh.
Hey, I'll tell you who we've got coming in. The legendary, the great, one of Australia's most well-known
Triple M royalty. M royalty.
Comedians is Richard Stubbs.
Oh, we love
Richard
this guy.
Richard should be Sir Richard Stubbs,
well,
shouldn't
we? Well, we all owe a debt of gratitude to him. One of the first through the wall. We'll chat to him. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets.
Excellent.
So much more to get through.
Yes,
Jane,
there is a lot to get through today.
Did I miss anything?
No, but you're all dressed up. You got your going to court outfit on.
don't be like that. Well, look, I've had a big day. So I've done a charity lunch.
Well, good for you. That's nice. You do a lot of that stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. You do. And people don't know
for
that.
For a second bite. How many a year do I do for second bite?
A lot.
This is to feed homeless people.
Yeah.
They'll all be fat as a house by the time I'm done, I'll be doing this charity to help the same people lose weight.
Can you believe, though, as a concept, second bite? It's been around for a while, we know. But it took a while for people to catch on. What happens with all the food you chuck out of restaurants and supermarkets? What happens to it? Oh, we chuck it in the bin.
Shane Kennedy, my first job ever while I was still at school, so this would have been 1984, 83, was working night crew at Safeway.
That's right,
in a suburb called Mount Eliza. And I used to remember saying to the guys when I started, what are we doing here? He goes, we're just chucking all this out.
There would be a
dump master out the back end. Into it would go perfectly good food. And to me, I had no idea. And I didn't realise about accounting and how the fact that that food can't appear anywhere and has to go.
So it has to be dumped instead.
But I'll never forget my absolute jaw-dropping idea that this can happen. Why are you throwing that out? I've got people I can give that to.
It's crazy, isn't it?
So I've had a bad day. Can I tell you something? Before that, because you know my TV show is firing up.
The Front Bar is on tomorrow night. 9 o'clock on Channel 7.
So we're doing some filming today. There's a little skit involved.
Nice.
And went down Channel 7. And then I've got some bad news. They wouldn't let me sit on a Shetland pony.
Oh, well, as an animal activist and lover, I'm completely support that decision.
Do you get that?
Well, sorry, why would you would crush that poor Shetland in one?
Well, hang on.
I mean, you're a
it's a Shetland.
A bit of a unit.
These things are little bastards.
They're not.
They are.
Don't you say that about beloved Shetland.
Hey, so I'm sorry, we won't let an adult over 80 kilograms. Get on that, and I go, well, I was touch and go. if you hadn't
really?
Told me, I wouldn't have had breakfast.
If you hit the 80 mark,
and then we had to bring in a procession of horses till we got one big enough.
A fake Shetland.
Well,
is it still a Shetland?
In the end, we settled on a Clydesdale. it's one of the Carlton Draft Clydesdales.
Well, they can pull a lot, those horses.
How's that?
Wow.
Mate,
they're there.
That's a bit embarrassing.
I spent a lifetime riding Shetlands.
They can buck you off.
I rode one called Elvis that was unrideable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to be careful of those. You don't want to do your back or anything like that. Yeah. So you're going to be on the telly riding a horse. What's that got to do with the footy?
Mm.
Tell me.
Hey,
all a big surprise.
Jane, it's, a lot of this will go over your head.
Showbiz, Jane. You probably would understand.
What are you talking about? Look at you. You're still happy? You get one away last night,
did
you?
I beg your pardon. Don't speak like that in front of me.
Children listen to this show.
Mrs. D, get a royal scene too. Hey, if you ever want me to come around and push your bottom up and down, just let me know.
Listen.
Stop talking.
I don't talk like that around people I know. Don't speak like that. He didn't start it. Well, actually, you did start it. You're about to play that
music. What was your day, by the way? Just, what do you bring to the table?
Just domestic duties. Domestic.
You've been looking at tradies.
Oh. I haven't been looking at tradies. I'm just, you know, I talk to tradies nearly every second day. Hey, you know what? I went round to
the... It's becoming a fetish.
It's not a fetish. I went round to the house the other day and there were new blokes there. I was going off to drop off some VBs.
Some fresh meat.
It was fresh meat. And the guy comes up and he goes, "Oh my God, it is you." I go, "Oh, what is that supposed to mean?" He goes, "I heard Jane Kennedy talking about the fact she's got a dinosaur in her front garden."
Oh,
and I've rocked up and I've gone, "What a coincidence. This bird who lives in this place has got a..." Oh, it's your place.
Yeah. And he dropped.
Well, exactly, it's only fair for a dinosaur of the industry to have.
Oh, you feel happy with yourself, don't you?
I'm pretty happy with that.
All right, I did call you fat, basically, by crushing a Shetland.
Well, coming from you, fat kid. Now, hey, I said I'd put that away.
Mary, we're even. We're even please Stevens now. All right.
All right, we'll get to the bottom of that. When we come back, we're going to change the tenure.
We're going to pace it up with some happy, crazy, fun stories because life's just a bit heavy at the moment.
You got it. All right. All thanks.
I could have got a jigger with it.
That's what your jigger's for.
No, I could have got the jigger on the Shetland. keep him upright.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
All right. Thanks to Ford, the 2018 plate clearance. It's still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. Ford.com.au.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's just been a barrage of shit news. Terrible stuff.
To be absolutely honest.
The world sometimes just does your head in with what goes on, and we've just had enough. Normally we try and find the biggest story of the day and we hoe into it and we find something amusing. Sorry, all the big stories are just off the charts.
We just can't do it because otherwise we'll all be just feeling completely down and depressed.
So we've gone the other way.
We have.
Ordinarily, we wouldn't do these lightweight stories this early, but you know what?
I might delve into them sometime.
Maybe you need these as a bit of an antidote to the horrific actions of some in the world. Let's just muck around down the shallow end of the pool, Jane. Do you want to kick the ball rolling?
I'd like
You're
to
up
start.
For this? Let's
yeah,
go.
I am. I'd like to start with the racing pigeon.
Oh.
Now, racing pigeon are huge around the world, not just in Australia.
Yeah.
A Belgian racing pigeon.
Well, Bill Laurie's the most famous.
He is, that's right. I'm fascinated, by the way. I'm fascinated with how you train. Now, you're a bird man,
I was thinking
Dave.
About training the budgies, but yeah, I don't think that's...
Well, do they have homing skills?
No homing budgies. Mate,
I've never heard of that. Are you being honest?
I dare you to open the coop, watch those things fly off as quick as they can.
They'll never come.
Never look back.
Yeah, you're probably right.
You never see budgies randomly flying around,
they don't
around,
come back
do
home. They don't come home.
Homing budgies?
No.
Okay, so to train them is, I think it's a real skill, obviously. Mm. But a Belgian racing pigeon called Armando has just sold at auction. Now, this
is that the name of the pigeon?
Yes, Armando.
Dear,
it's sold for nearly $2 million.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now, a bidding war erupted between two Chinese fanciers. That's what you're called in the pigeon racing game, a fancier. And no one expected this one to go for as much money as you can imagine. And I just found that pretty amazing that for $2 million, people, and I don't know what they use it for. Is that just
being
they belong
Chinese,
to a club?
I'm
wondering about crispy.
Wasn't going to form part of a dish.
Crispy pitch.
Yeah.
Under a cloche.
Oh, this pigeon tastes beautiful.
That'll be $2 million worth. Okay, done.
Hang on, but what?
I'm done with that story.
All I'm
already.
Saying is a homing pigeon. So you drop them off and they fly home.
Yes,
a $2 million pigeon. You'd want to get the street number right, wouldn't you?
You really would.
You
want
to stuff that up.
That's coming back to a mansion. That's not coming back to a double fronted shed.
Yes.
Correct. All right.
Well, Malone. What are you talking about?
I'm going to move on now to a wedding. You know, it's always, I'm still amazed that people have these weddings and they always film them. I'm amazed that people have weddings anyway, but we see a lot of them happen. Here's a bit of a clip.
It's quite customary, Jane.
It is customary.
I'm breaking this to you, but most people
apparently
do.
Apparently people do.
Hmm.
All right. This is just a US couple's outdoor ceremony. It's just happened.
Right.
Why are we talking about it?
Because the groom, Dennis Vakulchik.
Well, does she have to take his name? Oh, that's terrible. Why are you marrying Vakulchik?
Vakulchik.
She must have a really terrible name if she's prepared to go with Vakulchik.
Vakulchik's best man is
the issue. Hello, Pumpadinka. Who are you marrying? Vakulchik.
All right, let me set it up for you. And this may be what happens because
what's happening? Tell me what's why we're listening.
The best man faints.
Okay,
and it's all of a sudden it's all about him.
Have you ever seen an episode of Funny Home Videos?
Yes, I know, but this is funny. You know why this is funny?
I'd be wrapped to go to a wedding with
someone doesn't faint.
No one fainted.
This is funny because
why, Jane?
The maid of honor, and her name is Song. She's serenading the couple with a love song, and
when he goes.
Really not very good. And I think this might have been the motivation. And he literally face plants. Can we just have a listen? We've got a bit of the ceremony.
Let's go.
Let's have a listen. I get to love you.
Oh.
I get to love you.
Water, water.
I love that the keyboard keeps playing.
That was terrible.
That's terrible. So that reminds me of Winman.
Hey, don't you dare.
Do you want to hear a bit of her singing again?
I want to hear that again.
Her name's Song.
Yeah,
okay. I get to love you. I get to love you.
Water, water.
He's face planted.
That guy actually seriously hurt himself.
He's doing anything to get out of that.
He literally face planted. He had to go to hospital.
Have you got one more to go out on? Or?
I have. Yeah. Mark Wahlberg has bought a stake in an Australian fitness franchise, F45. Have you heard of that?
I have.
So we were just saying, you know, it was founded in Sydney in 2012, valued at roughly $634 million.
Because of Marky Wahlberg.
Well, before that, the deal for the closely held company, which was founded in Sydney in 2012, values it at roughly $634 million. That's the deal, according to a person familiar with the matter. And the founder, Rob Dirch, said he'd been searching for the most strategic partner. And I tell you what, Marky Mark,
he's jacked.
Funny.
Would you?
He's so good in movies.
As a front man for a gymnasium.
Yeah.
Would you go, given the choice and all things equal, me or Marky Wahlberg? Now, think about it.
What do you mean go? Like
Who would you lob to? Like if he's, what's that?
Right. F-45.
Well, first of all. F-45, which is my waist size.
Are you actually seriously asking?
Hey,
as an investor?
No, I'm saying as an investor, and it came down to me and Marky Wahlberg.
It comes down to you. Who would best be the front
for your
man?
Franchise.
I think we know where that answer is. Hit me, baby, one more time.
All right. Well, I'll go talk to my friends down at Fernwood.
Oh, will you? You stay away from those. You've had an order to stay very far.
Not allowed within 500 metres.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Try and put a smile on your dial because it's
on your dial.
Sometimes the world's a terrible, terrible place and you're surrounded by idiots.
Well,
why are you looking at me
not
for?
Not here.
Well,
right
don't
now.
Look at me when you say that.
No. No, I like you.
Well,
you're okay.
You like me? Thank
yes.
You. I like you.
So, well, we're trying to
cheer everyone up.
Muck around in the shower under the pool and cheer people up with some feel-good stories.
Yes.
Is there anything more feel-good than a koala
Nothing
driving
more.
A car? What
no.
happened, Jane?
Okay,
what
this happened? Is like the hashtag Australia. This is what people love.
Hmm.
A South Australian winemaker was looking at the vines in McLaren Vale, Tim Whitrow. He left the car door open with the aircon on for his dog while he was looking so the dog could jump in at any time and just have a rest.
Yeah, you know.
And he had one of the cameras going in his car for some reason. It was on. Next minute, he comes in and there's a koala in there. In the car.
In the driver's seat?
Yeah, but it's one thing to have a koala in your car.
Was it trying to steal it? Was it trying to hotwire the car?
Well, who knows? And you know what? They're not as cuddly and adorable as you want them to be, koalas. But let's have a listen. We got the audio of it.
Come on, let's hop out the car. I know it's nice and cool in here with the aircon. No, don't go up the front. Oh, man. No, don't climb up there. Mate. No, look. Oh, man, you're strong. Come on, buddy. You're tearing up my dash.
That could only be funnier if it was a wombat.
That's
but
right.
As a koala, imagine if I had driven the car and hit an animal.
That would be funny.
Imagine a koala behind the wheel causing, creating roadkill.
Going through the vineyard.
Hang on. I've just run over my brother. No!
We posted that video on Instagram too at Kennedy Malloy.
It's pretty cute. Now, I found another story.
What?
Do you know there's words that you don't say in Buckingham Palace? If you're at a function or something, I didn't know this, but one
Fergie?
Day.
Is that one? is that one?
You could probably add Princess Diana to the list as well at this stage.
what do you mean you don't say?
Well, you know, we have different terms and words and expressions. And so, for example, you don't say, excuse me, ma'am. Can you tell me where the toilet is? They don't like that word.
What's the bit of that that's no good?
Well, apparently toilets derived. It's not used from the by the royals. It's derived from the French word toilette.
So what do you say?
You say,
where's the toot?
Loo. You say, I'm going to the loo.
Where's the bogger?
Yeah. No, you don't say. You go to the loo.
Wait, you don't say toilet in America. If you say toilet, it's rude. Yeah. They see you say bathroom or restroom.
That's right.
Don't you know anything?
Room. I know.
I don't expect you to go to finishing school, but you've... If that's surprising to you.
Hey,
you
surprise, surprise, issues with me in a toilet. Anyway, here's another one. You don't You don't say pardon. You say...
What the F?
You say... sorry. Or sorry what? I don't like that. It's a bit fierce. You don't say get off the couch. Well. You say... Would you like to come sit next to me on the sofa, Prince Edward?
Well, that's something you'd love. It's
clearly what's making
you. You'd love to share a couch with Prince Edward.
I would. You don't say.
Did you say that when you wrote to him?
I didn't have enough room on the page to write that.
And then let's go and have sex in the bathroom.
I was about 12. Thanks very much.
Yeah,
that's
well,
your mind. I wouldn't have even. It wouldn't have even crossed my mind.
Well underway by that stage.
It wouldn't have crossed his mind either. You don't say dessert. You say pudding. I like some pudding. And you don't say...
Where's me pudding?
Where's your pudding?
Oi.
And you don't say, hey, we're coming over for dinner at 7:30. It's supper. That's what you say. That's in case you... And you never say, that's a nice perfume you're wearing, Camilla.
What do you say?
You say, what scent is that you're wearing? My
someone's
little.
On the pong. That's what you say.
There you go. That's my update in case you get invited to
can I say
to
that there's no real new information there?
There is new information.
I don't think anyone is surprised by...
I'm just... Mate, are you having a go at my royal
what
story?
About the iPhone 11?
Oh, well, this will be good for you telling me about technology. Go ahead.
Apple's future handset could warn you of high levels of pollution, toxic gas and alcohol in your breath thanks to its patented sensor.
Is this on it now?
Well, it's not out yet.
It's out.
Oh. Is it out?
No. It's got a gas sensor.
What?
Well.
No.
It can come in handy for some of the silent and deadlies that go on in here.
Well, don't look at me either.
Warning.
I have the same issue as I do with toilets.
What?
About anyone farting in a room near me.
No Dutch ovens?
Oh, for God's sakes.
You don't say that at the palace. I see. Yeah, any chance of an Oxford squeeze?
Listen, you don't want to know. You know what Charles gets up to when he has dirty talk with Camilla. Anything goes on.
That's another word you don't say. Tampon, I believe. All right, let's go to a break.
Okay,
when we come back, is it tradie time?
It's tradie time.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
So, you know, tradie Janie's been pretty busy with lots of stuff that I have to sort of see to.
Yeah.
Fixed a few other things in the house.
Are you actually renovating or do you just call tradies around to...
No, I am renovating.
What do you do? You just
but sometimes, though, I need workmen.
Create issues?
Site supervisor.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Foreman.
Right. So what happens?
So what happened today, though? This is not to do with me. I'm going to link this.
You rate the tradies.
I rate the tradies.
You come in here going, wow.
Yeah, of course. I mean, you'd be mad not to. So I've created a new segment.
Have you?
Yes. Do you want to hear the intro?
I do.
Okay, here it is.
Is he hot?
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's hot.
Check him out.
So hot.
That's right, work it, baby.
I would let him go to town back there.
So hot.
Janie's hot tradies.
Lord. What is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
So
why does there have to be something wrong with
me?
I
can't see any problem with this segment. It seems to be all above board. And
sure.
No one's getting sexually
objectified. No one's getting... No one is. You're not. So now you haven't got nothing to worry about.
So hot.
That's one thing we can count on.
Okay, so you like
all right,
to
I've got a story about hot tradies. Give us a call, 133353. Are you a hot tradie? Are you married to one, partner of one? And what makes you a hot tradie?
Have you had one under your sink?
Well, you don't technically have to have had one under the sink. Have you had somebody fix your sink? Well, you know
I'd like to hear from a hot tradie. Would see you? What makes him so hot.
Okay, so would I. Yeah. I want to tell you about something that's
happened. Because a lot of us have that
did
same.
You just did your pecs. I flexed. You flexed.
Have that raw, male, musky
Oh, please don't say musky in my presence.
Presence.
Don't say that word. I don't like it.
You know, we're just like
musky.
Like a bad word. Tarzan of the city.
Listen, let me get my story out. Shush, not about you. So, an Aussie delivery guy, yes. And I'm going to categorise this guy as a tradie because
he's not a tradie.
Yes, he is. I'm
telling you, he's not.
He is.
He hasn't learned a trade.
He has learned a trade of delivering.
You've crossed the line.
Did he go to trade school for that?
Possibly.
Okay.
He's become the unexpected superstar of a live streaming video. His name's George Davies from Sydney, and he was delivering a gamer, and her name's Loser Fruit. She looks very young, so I've got to be very careful here. She wanted some fried chicken.
It's about time to err on the side of caution.
All right. She wanted some fried chicken delivered during a huge long session she was online with. And yeah. I see my kids do this. They talk to people as they're live streaming, okay. Right? She's got 830,000 followers. He's delivered the chicken in the background. People can see him. And all of a sudden they're going, he's making me thirsty. George's finger looking good. Hey, who's the delivery guy? And everyone's distracted from her gaming, and they've all clocked eyes on this young guy.
To ogle a delivery boy. Yeah.
To ogle
not
the
since
delivery
Dougie,
boy.
Dougie the pizza boy.
That's right.
He was a
rifle.
And his name's, as I said, George. He's currently single, and it's gone viral. He's self-employed through Menu Logs delivery service.
Mm. He's not a tradie.
No, I'm saying he has a trade of delivering food. It's a very, very difficult
tradies out there will be offended by this.
Hey, speaking of tradies, the hot brother from Married at First Sight. This is for you, Mark Latham. The hot brother was made a return to Married at First Sight last night with his dad.
Right.
And, you know, we've missed him. He was only at the wedding.
He's the hot tradie.
The hot tradie, yeah. He's a hot tradie.
With a neck tattoo? Has he got a neck
yes,
tattoo?
Yes, he has. And let's just hear, you know, if you've missed his sweet voice, let's just have a listen to him have a conversation with one of the grooms.
I did get a bit too drunk at the wedding, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And like I said, that was first impressions, and my impressions have changed since talking to Jess and everything like that.
At least we've all spoken about it. We've got out and open it. It's all good now. Me and my dad are very hot-tempered people. It took a lot for us to both sit there and take it as it is, but I'm glad for everyone's sake at the table that we did.
So when they say they're hot-headed, they're like got neck and almost face tats, and you just don't want to upset them, I wouldn't have thought.
He's not the sharpest tool in his own toolbox.
We don't know that. We don't know.
Tradie.
But he's still working. He's still working. He's become very popular, which made me think, are there any... I mean, I run into a lot of hot
tradies. I want to hear from a hot tradie. Tell me what makes you hot.
Absolutely.
And who do you want to hear from?
Well, I want to hear from hot tradies or people who are with hot tradies, and we've actually got someone on the line now, Kylie. Hey, Kylie, how you doing?
Hey, gorgeous. How are you? Long-time listener, first-time caller to you guys.
Great to hear. Now, we're talking hot tradies.
I've got like a double D rack, but me and my husband work together, and we like to get naughty.
What do you mean, get naughty on the site?
Yeah, Hungie's in between defects. We might slip into the bathroom and
create a few more defects.
Hang on,
Jesus, why is the paint coming off the tiles
on
the
roof? So you're spray painters, and you just get a bit hot and heavy on the construction side? Or?
Yeah, we do.
Hey, Kylie, what kind of activity? Is it hard hats on? Are you going?
Oh,
going
hard like, hats on, okay. Always. All hard hat comes off to help him out.
Going like the clappers?
Yeah. Because it'll fall off anyway.
Kylie, okay. I'm so impressed. We got a prize for Kylie.
Okay, yeah. A prize pack coming your way,
She's got a
Kylie.
Double D rack. The chippies made it. It's really good.
Hey, great to hear.
Send us a photo, Kylie.
Kylie, we're very interested in you and your
thank you.
Skills.
Glenn's on the line. We've got Glenn quickly. Glenn?
What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, g'day. Look, a delivery guy is not a tradie.
Thank you.
Not in any way, shape, or form.
That's right, mate. She's being ridiculous, isn't she? Give Glenn a prize.
No, I did 4-year apprenticeship to become a tradie. You don't get a tradie delivering stuff.
All right. See, well done, Glenn. You've made your point.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
Give us a call after this 133353. We'll take more calls.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Is he hot?
Is he hot?
Yeah, he's hot.
Check him out.
So hot.
That's right, work it, baby.
I would let him go to town back there.
So hot.
Janie's hot tradies.
sure this is okay.
I'm not sure.
We're not allowed to do this.
Why?
Broadcasting regulation somewhere.
You've had it. You've it's had just it. Ugly dibs tradies. On it, all you men, for a long time. Now it's time. I'm not saying it's all about men tradies. It's about hot chick tradies too. As we had the spray painter chick before, Kylie. We got Clem on the line.
Clem.
Hello. How are we going?
Hey, Clem. You sound hot.
Yeah. I'm probably the same age as Mick, or maybe a bit more.
Yeah, all right. Sounds you can still be hot at that age.
With a name like Clem, I would have thought you'd have to be at least 80. that name went out of style, I think, just after the First World War, didn't it?
Hey, just back off, will you?
All right,
I'm just chatting to Clem.
Yeah, Clem, how are we going?
Clem's his tradie name.
Clem,
what do you do,
what's
Clem?
Your trade?
I'm a carpenter by trade. I'm actually a construction supervisor at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And you're hot. Sell yourself. How old are you?
Do you still wear a hard hat?
Every day of my life.
Do you wear hard boots?
Every day of my life.
You got chiseled buttocks?
My wife says yes.
Well,
your wife will.
How'd you meet your wife? Went round to fix the plumbing? What was it?
She fixes my plumbing.
Jesus, okay. Clem. Clem, what's going on? How
Clem,
you
did
married?
You used to get comments when you were on the job?
About 30 years ago, I was doing a job in Wodonga. And we had Wodonga or Wodonga.
Yeah, Wodonga. Gotcha.
Yeah, Clem.
Anyway.
It's like the start of a porno, this is. Yes, Clem.
Go see, on.
We're just handing the building over and the front door, you know, the automatic sliding doors, they kept buggering up.
Yeah.
I got there with a little ladder and propped the ladder. And keep resetting the computer. And at the background was a little girl who was the receptionist. Yeah. And after a week or two of me making sure this door was buggered up, she commented on my anatomy.
Oh, Clem.
Well, which part of your anatomy?
What'd she say?
What'd she say?
Well, in those days, before long pants and hype, it was stubbies and blue singlets.
You're in the hard yakka.
I love that look. Those
stubbies.
Were the days.
You got stubbies?
Yeah, so she commented on my anatomy and thought, oh, my Lord. Mm. I thought to myself, oh, I'm onto this.
Okay.
And what happened?
One day, I'm going to marry you. You have a card, I'm engaged. Well, 30 years later, we're still married.
Oh, so you married the girl, said she liked your bulge.
And is she still engaged to the other guy?
yeah.
Good God.
Clem,
that was very drawn out.
It's a massive story, Clem.
We've finally got to
it. Was a massive bulge too, I might say.
Oh, you've had your say. You're happy with that, aren't you?
Apparently you need planning permission from the council just to readjust his...
I think so.
His tackle.
Oh, my God. Hello. Clem. We've got Matt. Hello, Matt. How are you going?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
How old are you, Matt?
I'm 21.
I see you're an apprentice. You're an apprentice?
Yeah, I'm just about finished my trade, so I'll be full qualified hot tradie soon.
Okay. Oh.
So you're an apprentice hot tradie.
What's your strong suit, Matt?
I'm pretty good at everything, really. Not so well. I'm still learning with the trade, but just my looks in general.
Yes.
Aren't going too bad.
Hey, can I just ask you, if you go on site, do you notice that there's any, like, we call them Mrs. Robinson types, or is that just me? People call me. But you see any sort of older chicks who might make a comment or feel a bit saucy towards you?
Oh, we do a bit of work on universities and schools and stuff, and I get a few teachers and... teachers and uni students look me up and down a little bit. But
yeah, in the arts department, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Nothing better to do down there.
There's a fair few of us good-looking tradies in Tamora, so we all sort of get that around here. Yeah.
Do you? Oh, good for you.
Oh, a few of us anyway.
Matt, ever got on the job? Like if you've gone round and, you know...
No, I haven't gone that far yet. No,
yeah,
that's he's still an apprentice.
Only 21.
Yeah, I've got a long way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Still just stacking the shelves. I'll work my way to the top.
Good on you, Matt. Hey, we got a prize for Matt.
Yeah, $100 fuel card.
Hardworking, young, hot tradie, a chippy to be.
Stay on the line. Jane wants your number because she's got a couple of big projects coming.
If anyone wants my number, I'll send it to you.
All right.
Good on you, Matt.
Okay, Matt.
You get a fuel card. That's good.
Yeah.
I swear, I cannot.
Do you feel
begin.
Better now?
I do feel better, and I know it's just me. I think it's complimentary. I'm just saying.
A pizza delivery guy is not a trial.
All right, I accept that. I accept that now.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is a bit of an extreme that can get under your skin. It got under a lot
that's
of people's
right.
skin.
So it.
Well, I was going to hand it over to John Oliver, who was on...
Oh, well, listen, we've been talking about how hard it is to get a show up today because the news is so terrible. And one of the most horrendous incidents that I can remember in modern time has come one ray of sunshine that I can see, and that's Egg Boy.
We touched on Egg Boy yesterday.
Thank you, Egg Boy. Without you, there would have been no way into this terrible, terrible saga. And he's not.
Everything about Egg Boy is genuine. So he was self-motivated.
He's a 17-year-old kid.
He got the egg, rode his bike down.
That's right.
And it's become worldwide news.
It has become worldwide news. He's not just ours anymore. The world owes him. He's got a GoFundMe page I think you can get to where he goes, I've got to use to buy more eggs. So he's not done yet.
And also I think to send to victims' families, et cetera, in Christchurch.
Correct.
As
okay.
Well.
You were watching John Oliver last night?
I was. And I always love to see and hear John Oliver's take on things.
And it was interesting to see him cover it because he loves New Zealand and has used New Zealand as the butt of a joke for many a time. But you could see the genuine care and affection he had for New Zealand, but he too had found Egg Boy.
As the audience have enjoyed too the antics of Egg Boy, shall we have a listen?
Let's have a listen to how he covered it.
Thankfully, there was immediate outcry following Anning's comments, and one young Australian went a bit further.
These sort of things happen when people are getting attacked in their own...
So you weren't seeing things there. The teenager smacked an egg on the senator's head. You saw the senator fight back. The boy was led away by police. He's reportedly been released. A fundraising page has already been set up to collect donations to cover the teenager's legal fees and to, quote, buy more eggs.
More eggs. That is fantastic. And look, you might argue that an act like that has no place in politics, and I'm sure Fraser Anning is furious. He did punch that boy in the face. But I've prepared a statement in response on that. The real cause of Fraser Anning getting hit with an egg is Fraser Anning saying things that prompt people to throw eggs at him. He may be the victim today, but usually he's a huge f***ing arsehole.
We'll leave it there with that John Elliott spray.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk to the main man, Richard Stubbs.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
You got that right, big fella. Strap yourself in, everyone, for the huge second hour. Give him a spray coming up. Are you angry about something, Jane Kennedy?
I'm always angry about something. Oh, you know me.
I'm usually on the receiving end of it. Dave, what about you?
Angry.
You're angry.
You're never angry.
You're smiling when you're saying angry.
You're going to have to bung it on.
I Mickey, will. Are you angry about something?
About one thing in particular. Oh, I'm going to drop a bomb.
Oh.
An absolute boom on this show.
I'm scared.
It involves personal hygiene.
Okay.
It's coming up. We're going to take your calls. We're going to take your tweets. We've got a big guest. Let's hook straight into it.
Last time Richard Stubbs dropped by, he was looking for work.
Can I just say, I'll fill in on holidays.
You're more than welcome.
But when that fill-in opportunity arose, the power went to Stubbsy's head.
A little frisson of naughtiness. I am very happy with myself. I've parked where a giant sign says, nobody park here. This, 24/7, is Jane Kennedy's parking spot.
Because we all know that Jane takes her car park very seriously.
If I see someone from sales in my car park...
If you want to scratch Jane's car with a coin, do it today.
Try your hardest, idiots.
Whoa!
Wow. Please welcome back a man who should be in fear for his life, Richard Stubbs.
Yeah. Where'd you park? Tell me, where did you park?
Not again. Please tell me you didn't.
Don't worry. When I parked... allegedly in your car park, it was very early in the morning. Right now, I drifted into the street out there and threw it in sideways into a space way too small for it.
Oh, well, that'll
like the Blues Brothers.
That'll be gone in about 10 minutes, that car.
That's
I'll guarantee you that.
Oh, if you come in early in the morning, I'm surprised her car still wasn't here from the night before.
What are you talking about?
She gets on it overnight.
I don't get on it.
I always assumed she was just there working early.
No. In fact,
but you're saying stayed on.
At least once a fortnight, you'll catch her sleeping in the back of it.
Yeah.
I am here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Or occasionally rocking.
Oh.
That's one that's...
I'm still recovering from hot tradie. I can't. I was in peak hour traffic. I'm driving. I'm gesturing to people saying, thanks, thanks. Meanwhile, I'm hearing, you're doing what?
And with its own intro, me saying, hot.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy the intro.
Many women did, Richard.
I guess.
You never support me. Come on.
I want to.
Mick, stop it against me both.
I want to. I just don't feel safe.
Hey, welcome back to the House of M's, the house you helped build and create. Is it always a tingle when you walk back inside?
Look, as I sprinted in desperately late for you guys, and I do apologise, I sprinted past the boss who just gave me that one. You know, he looked up from his meeting and went, Stubbsy, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah, it's very welcoming.
How did you get past security?
Haven't seen you
welcoming.
At the meetings lately.
Yeah. No, I tried to park down below, to be fair, but all my vouchers, all my car parks have been discontinued.
Richard, now, you for years did radio in Melbourne, Australia.
Yes.
On the ABC.
Yes.
How many years was it?
11.
11 years. That is an amazing stint. You were very successful at it, and you decided enough's enough.
All right.
No, it's all good.
Okay.
It's good. Enough's enough.
Yes.
And you have gone back in many ways to your true roots.
Mm. I have, Jane.
That is the world of comedy in which we love and we're
stand-up
thrilled.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah, stand-up comedy, stand-up not comedy. Just in corporate gigs and stuff like that, but all around. Footy clubs, crappy bars, odd.
How are you finding the people when you're out
and
about?
Well, it depends where you are. The people on some bars on the GC in the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
That's a good shiny tracksuit crowd.
A lot of blokes, challenging crowd.
A lot of blokes on the way in going, mate, can you help me with it? Mate, I'm just here to tell jokes. Nah, yeah, fair enough. That's all right. Yeah. I say, Hughesy, come on, get a real job, mate. I slid into him.
We're happy for that.
Yeah, so generally it's fun. And I pretty much go anywhere. I've done comedy festivals, every capital city. I go regional. I was at Finlay.
Oh, that's yeah, nice we say drive. Hello to everyone in Finlay, our mates there.
I did a gig that I was questioning myself. I drove to Portland and found myself in a beer garden, which was more just a car park with a concrete wall. So it's like a remand centre.
Yes.
And the stage, you'd enjoy this, the stage was the side of a truck.
I like that.
You got up by just step ladders up onto the truck. So a bit of OH&S as you finish your set and come off with the lights blinding you. Walk,
that's very carny. Very
I've performed on the back of a truck. I've performed on a stage in Kandahar that has a tree coming out of it. I performed at a Kaga in Afghanistan on the back of a truck at 4 a.m. in the middle of a snowstorm on a base with English and Australian soldiers, and I got to inform them that because the news just came through that all the English soldiers, that they'd just been knocked out of the World Cup by Bangladesh, which caused great merriment in the Australian half of the
camp.
Not so
much, in
not so much. And
can I just point out here, though, that you had to literally go to a war zone to top my ordinary gig. this is what I do.
I'm sure the one that you described in Finlay was possibly more dangerous.
No, Finlay was a cracker. Portland, not so much.
Can I get you to hang around? Because I want to talk more about your show.
Yes.
Cachination?
Cachination. Go the cack.
Oh, cackination.
Hard C.
I thought it was like cashing. Like you were making so much money.
Well, it's a double entendre.
Because that's what you do at festival time.
Cacination, whole about more from Richard Stubbs after this.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Richard Stubbs in studio right now with us. By the way, he's a Melbourne International Comedy Festival show. Cacination is at the Western in Melbourne, comedyfestival.com.au, but it's coming for 10 nights only.
That's it.
March 28 to April 7.
Bring in the heat.
One of the first stand-ups I remember seeing when I started having a first look at it many years ago in Melbourne at Last Laugh and a Joke was yourself and Wendy Harmer, who owned the joint.
Mm.
Then this is your natural habitat. You're very good on stage and
thanks,
you obviously
buddy.
Love it.
Well, you know what?
What can we expect from the show?
The name of the show, and it actually refers to stuff you were just talking about earlier, which is it's a hell of a time we live in and we're all worried about things. So I sat down and I thought, what do I want from this show? Cacination means to laugh immoderately or excessively, and the whole show is about
that's good.
Having a cack.
Like yeah.
The whole show is about, look, it's not a TED Talk. I'll say that from the start. You're not going to be better.
As a lot of people will say hallelujah at this stage too.
Yeah, it's okay.
A bit TED talked out.
Stand-up's a broad church and everything's acceptable, but this particular show is all about, look, you're going to come in a bit frowny-faced, a bit worried, looking at stuff, and you're going to turn your phone, or you're not going to look at your phone, which is weird.
Yep, great.
And for an hour, it's like meditation. You're going to forget everything, mindfulness in action. You're going to forget everything. You're going to have a cack. You're going to walk out. You're going to say to the person next to you, well, I've had worse nights. and they're going to go, who are you, buddy?
This is a community service that you're doing for everyone.
Yeah, take your mind off it, I could have called it.
So have you thought beyond this? Is there a day?
Where's it heading?
Because you're so good, Jane, at it. Could you imagine doing anything else?
It heading nowhere.
Oh, come on.
The future stretches blank,
Richard,
as the Gobi Desert. I filled in breakfast.
You did. You filled in breakfast.
I filled in breakfast a couple of times here at Triple M, and they went, "Yeah, right. I'll give us the pass back. We'll call you some other time." There's nothing here. I think I don't know. I'm not good at anything. I've got no skill.
Now, that's not true. Yeah. That's not true.
What's my
skill? You're good at a lot of things. Yeah.
What?
Well, you've still got great accounting skills, I'm sure.
Not really. I failed that subject. I don't know why you'd bring that up. Honestly, that's
I'm just going back
hurting
in the
me. No, but you're onto something. What I can do is talk. But what? Who wants to hear from a middle-aged white guy just pounding on about any topic?
Oh,
you never see that in society. I think I've got.
Oh, right.
I think I've got one job I could do, and it's here in the state of Victoria.
Yeah.
I've been looking at it carefully. For those of you not keeping up with local politics, the Liberal Party state level got an absolute bottom smacking at the last elections. They were gutted.
Sure.
The Labor were in. Liberals will be in the wilderness for two terms,
yep.
for 8 years.
Okay.
You could be looking at the new Liberal opposition leader.
Are you serious?
Well,
you're thinking politics is the next
white middle-aged guy with
step.
No discernible skills.
You'd have to wear a suit. That's the only
whatever.
A bad suit.
Mickey
sorry.
Wears suits occasionally.
You know what I'll do?
Court
just
appearances.
Suit. I'll crack an egg on the back of your head.
Oh. Why not?
I'll turn up while you're doing
I was counting on you being in the background nodding. Because look at it this way. The opposition leader, he's not going to lead it to in 8 years' time. To I'm not going to be premier.
No.
I'm just going to fill in. I'm just going to heckle.
You just got to have to a lot of openings
are you
of
like
things
a Trump?
And wear a hard
would you
hat.
Rule like a Trump?
No,
would
just
you,
yell
would
like
you,
a...
Would you tweet a lot?
Tweet a lot. Just be a genuine smartass who gets the brand around. Because look at it here. It's been 4 months. You're both Victorians. What's the name of the state opposition leader?
No idea.
Bang!
Who cares?
You'd know if this guy was
Jane
in
Jane could
there.
Be your Melania.
Oh, yeah.
I could be your Melania.
Well, she's a little taken, but sure. Look, the pair of you could be nodders in the background,
right.
Just nodding, looking surprised.
I did think
reacting.
Of one other profession for you. You could be an auctioneer. See? Gift of the gab.
Seems real, and I've got to keep track of numbers.
What about the housing market has just gone down.
What about this? I like the look of this. I was sitting at home on the couch, and I thought, there's something for me. I like the double AMI ads.
Yes.
Where the nice lady's got the Madonna headset, and she's just taking the calls for insurance, and she's laughing and smiling. And I'm thinking, I could do that. I could take calls from people on fire or who've just had a car accident, and I could... Oh, yeah.
It could
but are you insured?
Hey, Stubbsy, before you go, can you get a photo with our radio nerd over here?
I grew up love that. You're
an iconic figure for
I grew up listening to Richard. I've told him he's one of my idols growing up in radio.
Thanks,
and
man.
Oh, it was
and was it, what was
awesome.
I? Was I in any way?
Yeah.
Really?
Where
you were?
With which era? 3XY?
No, this is probably
AAA,
early 90s it would have been. So
the golden years.
Yeah, are we still playing the same songs?
Yeah, pretty much. I was just singing along to Dirty Boulevard going, oh, man,
that's it.
Back. I used to rule
place.
The world.
Nothing changes.
And you have not aged a bit.
Well,
you
clearly.
Look, you look awesome,
clearly
Stubbsy.
What's happened is, you know, don't go getting glasses, Jane.
Really?
Your eyes have gone, but leave them that way.
Thank you, Richard.
The show is so Richard Stubbs, Cacination, 10 shows
there.
Only.
You'll be there.
In the Melbourne Comedy Festival. Good on you, mate. Thanks for swinging
by. Yeah, thanks, guys.
Always
thanks so much.
Pleasure to see you.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Are you ropeable?
You think I'm mad?
Not a happy camper.
Perhaps I am.
Had it up the pussy's bow.
Very angry indeed.
Fuming, livid, irate.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
And it's time to pick up the phone.
You've got to get mad.
Kennedy Malloy's Give Him a Spray.
Not happy, Jen.
Get into it, you bozos. Haul off at someone.
What are you mad at?
Maybe even a lightweight target. Someone who can't fight back. Just get stuck into it. Just tear strips off someone.
Oh.
I've got a beauty.
Go for
no,
it.
No, you start because I don't
right.
know what to do about mine.
I'll tell you who I'm just... I mean, it's so multifaceted.
Who what? Get it out there.
Meghan Markle.
There you go. Gee, you don't like her. Wow.
My fire extinguisher.
That's no, we need a not happy jam.
Oh, you want
or something? One of those.
Meghan Markle's having another baby shower.
Oh, what? She's already had one.
What are you talking about?
What a mole.
This time in the UK.
But she had one.
She had one that cost about $8 million.
Who was it organised by?
Amal Clooney. A best friend.
No, you've never liked Amal.
I've never liked
And it was a showbiz one and it had showbiz friends and it wasn't sanctioned by the royals.
And Amal sent the private plane over and her mother didn't go and her sister-in-law didn't go, the Duchess of Sussex,
well,
because they
fuming.
Don't get on.
Yeah, well, they hate each other.
They hate They'd each
punch
other.
Punch on if they could.
Anyway, so she's gone back and they've read the papers. They've listened to us and they've gone, we better... Toot sweet.
Better throw something on quickly.
We better have something quickly before the baby pops
out.
So
she's having another baby shower.
Fake baby shower.
One's enough.
Fake news. No. So guess who's apparently organising it? You're right, the Duchess of Sussex.
Oh, against her will.
Oh, she has to organise this pathetic baby shower and invite her mum, not her mum, but Doria. Megan's mum, the only family member she talks to.
Baby showers, we've said this, they're totally irrelevant and under no circumstances ever invite men. It's secret women's business.
We've said that. Anyway.
Always has been. So who's going to this one? Because the other one was a star-studded film. Didn't Madonna go or Lady Gaga or something?
This is
or
the joke.
Someone,
they're like, saying it's an intimate baby shower, meaning small, meaning she's got no friends.
Oh.
Oh, all her UK friends.
What's wrong with you?
I don't think there are any. This is ridiculous. Oh. What a waste of time.
Wow, that's terrible.
That's pathetic.
Okay, now squirt her.
Now you can squirt me because I'm on fire.
Dave, who do you want to give a spray to?
I want to give a spray to retailers, right? So you go into a shop and you buy something.
It's pretty broad.
Well, I'll narrow it down in a sec.
Name the person.
Oh, I should. I'll settle in, shall I? Get a large popcorn and some a Coke.
Get your smoking jacket out, mate.
So you go into a shop and they say, would you like...
Peter Ustinov swung by to give us some after dinner.
At last.
Raconteur work.
The storytelling.
All right, so you hate retailers. Why?
So you sign up and they say, do you want to sign up for our newsletter, right? And you go, oh, all right, you know, worries, right, give us the email or whatever.
Who does that? Who says yes?
Well, I do.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
You go into a shop.
Pressured into it. So he said, oh, you know, worries, here's my email address.
Sad man.
Oh, now what happens?
You're a sad man.
Spammed with all this email.
No kidding.
And then you try to unsubscribe, which they let you do, but they keep sending them. It's like, well, if I unsubscribe,
so what have we learned here, mate? What have we learned here?
We've learned you have to be tough when they say, would you like to sign up and join us club?
Hypothetical, your wife's away, you're a sad old man sitting at home and
you've got no
interaction with anyone. And she, oh, thank God, you can't put me. Don't you ever put me out when I'm getting on a roll.
Is that really what happened? You went to Target, you just had to speak to someone?
Yeah,
you poor thing.
I've got one. Oh, this is terrible, this one. I'm not quite sure I should be outing myself here. Uh-huh. Well,
where are you going with this?
I got a phone call just before. I tell you I'm going. This is my boys, Fred and Lenny.
Are you sure you want to go with this?
I'm going with this.
All right.
After all I've done for them in this life,
stand by
and
everyone.
Beyond, and I get a call.
This is terrible.
From their mum going, just a heads up.
Oh. Literally.
Oh, no.
What?
Lenny's got lice.
Oh.
Not happy, Jen!
As she says this, I'm on the phone. I notice I'm scratching the back of my head.
It.
I've got head lice. I'm going on the telly tomorrow night.
No.
I sat on a horse today. I could have given it to a horse.
This is terrible.
Look, want to wear my headphones?
No. I have been through the knit. Don't. If you touch my hair, I'll kill you. Back off. Back off. I'm going to kick you. I said back off. Listen.
Hey, Dave, you're safe. You baldy.
Dave is safe.
I'm still scratching my head.
Seriously.
Mate, this is, you know what?
Look at me now.
Because your boys are only 6 and a half, it goes till they're at least 12.
Oh, yeah,
so you got about 6 years ahead of you. Ha, ha, ha. I've been through it. Because I've lived with having nits. It's just awful. And everybody says.
What do you do? How do you get rid of that?
Do not fall for the natural product. Where they say, oh, this is nature. It's got eucalyptus oil. Doesn't work. Mm. You need...
What do I need? Creosote or something?
Basically get some petrol out of the car. Siphon it out and wash your hair with some petrol.
What we're saying.
Kero or petrol. Go the hardcore option.
But I'm really itchy now.
Yeah.
Mate, if I swear to God, if I get nits now when I haven't had them for years, do not...
I've just been informed by the producer, James, that your headphones are stored in the same case, so that's probably what you've already got.
Seriously, I just felt like I was itching. And will you wait till you feel those little critters crawling on your head?
Look, it's like a circus
act. It is.
You will have to, you've got to wash all the sheets.
It's like a trapeze act.
You've got to put everything through.
No way.
I'm not giving you, as tempting as it is, I'm not going to give you a cuddle. That's your spray. Now I've got a spray too. 133353.
Yeah.
Please help us here.
Help us out.
Got a spray,
got
everyone.
Got a spray. Get involved.
Yeah.
My head's itchy.
Stop it. You're making me. Seriously, you're making me itch now.
Do you think they're in the beard?
It's weird.
Are they in the beard?
I don't know. They might be in mine.
You got nits.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Not happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm not
friend.
Happy.
Thanks a lot, Lenny.
It's not their fault.
It's their fault.
No, you know whose fault it is?
Oh, I did for them.
It's other parents at the school who don't treat their own kids. When as soon as you discover your kid's got nits, you've got to tell everyone.
What do you do?
And you have organised, this is what we used to do, all the parents, you sent out the newsletter. Mm. Monday night is nits night. Awesome. Everybody has to shampoo or do something, whatever they do, whatever means you want to get rid of the nits in your kid's hair. And you do it on the same date so that it's not perpetual.
That's great for the kids, Jane. What about me? What about my needs? I've got nits. And if I've got nits, then there's at least half a dozen supermodels around town who've probably...
Do you want me to come over and do what I do with my kids? Right. They sit in front of the, they have a little bathy,
yeah.
And then I shampoo their hair, and then they sit in front of the telly in their dressing gown, mm-hmm. And I sit on the coffee table with the knit comb.
Oh, yeah.
And the conditioner. And you put conditioner all through the kid's hair and then you just comb it through. Do you want me to do that for you?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So the nits can't stick to the hair. That's right. With conditioner.
Dave, this conversation doesn't concern you. You're bald as a badger. No,
that's all right.
Is there any easier way? And I'm not sure I've got it, but I just feel really itchy.
And you've got a beard as well.
Yeah.
See, that's weird. Didn't take that into account. Well, hey, look, I tell you, our switchboard has lit up.
This is very bad timing watch. For me. If I'll be on television on my... National TV show tomorrow night.
You've got to stop the urge.
Yeah. And you're going to see me scratching my hair.
Do not scratch. Don't tell anyone else about this.
Trying to put my hair in a net.
That's an idea. Yes.
Don't tell anyone else about this. Jeez.
Might give it to Sam Pang. You might end up.
You might have to. In fact, you,
that's probably where I
You know what you have to wear on telly?
To be honest.
A shower cap. Hey, let's go to
it's
the
really
callers.
Itchy in
stop.
My headphones.
Revolting. Hello, Justine.
Hello, Jane. Hello, Nikki. Hello, Jane.
What's the answer, Justine?
Look, Nikki, you can outsource it, mate. Get someone to do Dr. Google for you because rumour has it you're not high on the skill base there.
Oh, well done, Justine.
there are hairdressers out there that specialise in kids' hair who will sit the kids up in the chair, they'll feed them full of lollipops and stuff, put a movie on, and they'll do all of that horrible rubbish that Jane just offered to do for you. They'll do it.
Maybe we can do it. We watch maths together.
You mean
while you pick the lice out?
Yeah,
of my
I'm going to watch Married at First Sight with him and do it.
Hi, Justine.
I have done that. They do still come back because they use natural products. Oh. Thanks very
You're
much.
You're not a big fan of natural.
No, I'm not.
What if I just shave all my hair off?
Yeah, there's an idea.
No.
What about linen? No.
Got to wash it all quick in hot water with with White King.
Who's going to do that?
White King.
Jesus. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Mick. How are you?
What's your knit tips?
Well, my son's older now, but when he was younger, I was scared about him getting nits. Mm. And a friend of mine, she had four boys, all started with B, by the way, but that's not a story.
Oh, geez. It is, Kelly.
And she got, the kids would get nits and stuff. Anyway, she worked out that if she put hairspray on their hair when they went to school, they would not get them.
Do you know, that is a very good tip. I have done that in the past with some success. You've got to do it, though, when they don't have the nits.
Exactly.
And it's got to, otherwise, my boys weren't very happy going to school with hairspray, by the way.
No. All right. And don't tell anyone, Kelly. Try and keep an eye on this. All right, thanks, Kelly.
He wants to keep it private.
Marie, what's happening? What do I do?
Oh, mate, you're making my head itch. I cannot stand this. Okay, I work in a primary school office and we hear a lot about
nits. This is ground zero for nits.
This is ground zero.
This is where all the trouble starts.
My goodness.
What's wrong with kids?
Truthfully, what you said before, Caro actually works.
Marie, I'm not kidding on you then.
And you set fire to it?
Needs to soak in. It's going to kill the nits straight away. But then you do have to comb it through with one of those fine tooth.
You still have to comb it through. You still got to get the eggs
with
out.
What?
With a fine tooth nit comb.
Mm.
I got plenty at my place. I'll bring one in for you. Hey, thank you for that, Marie. Yeah, that is really great. Brian, now this is going to work.
Brian, this better be good and don't waste my time.
We're not wasting your time. Let me tell you that, Mick.
What is this?
This is from experience. We used Frontline or a similar doggy cat product.
Oh, Jesus.
A couple of pumps on their hair before they go to bed at night. We tested it on ourselves first, of course.
Sure.
A couple of drops on in their hair before they go to bed at night, and I tell you, it's a nit holocaust.
The next
morning, there will be nits and
all over the pillow. Go on.
Well, it does the job beautifully.
Brian, I wanted to do that, and everybody apparently said to me, oh, Jane, I don't think that's PC. You can't do that.
So let me get this straight, Brian. Your advice to me is get down to Pet Barn.
Yep.
That's it.
And get yourself some Frontline for puppy dogs.
Yes.
And knock yourself out. Brian, get off the line.
Brian, I'm supporting you all the way. That's brilliant.
I hope Mick's got a better idea. Mick.
Yeah, how you going?
Yeah, good.
Good. What's your advice?
I had some damn blown it's about 20 years ago.
A big crash.
Yeah, what? Mate. We don't need to elaborate. Damn blown it.
Mick, what'd you have?
Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm back about 25 years ago. And,
you still got them?
Please, can we be mature about this?
I just use fly spray and it's done a trick. All gone.
You put fly spray around your nether region.
You fly sprayed your knackers. Is that what you're saying?
Your fly spray.
It's gone.
But it worked. A treat.
Oh, Louie the fly. Cop that, Louie.
I'll tell you what. Oh, I hope you had an understanding girlfriend.
Hey, just stay on the line anyway.
Hang on.
Lisa. What?
How are you?
Not well. No.
I'm itchy. Good.
Itchy. Well, you need to go to a pet supply place, definitely.
There you go.
And you need to buy Timid Joe dog soap.
Oh, this is cute.
Write this down.
It is a black soap. It stinks. And for years, when we were little, when the knit nurses used to come to school, we were stupid. We'd tell
Where's
our parents.
There's a knit nurse. You know what? The knit nurse.
The knit nurse.
They send your kid home now. You can get sent home.
Does she do house calls?
She's not in a little nursey outfit.
Yes, she is.
Sorry, Lisa.
No, the knit nurses used to just turn up unannounced and check the whole school. Now
like
they're not
superheroes.
Allowed.
They're not allowed to touch a child's head anymore.
No, but of course, when we used to tell our parents, we'd get the dog soap.
Timid Joe dog soap. Love that.
Oh, you're loving this, Kennedy.
I am because I've been through it.
I think we're done. I think we've had enough.
And what I'm loving is all the tips because you love your animals. You're not going to want them to get injured, so you might as well use the stuff on your kids. I'll get in trouble from this, by the way.
Yeah, that's it.
Well done, everyone. Thanks a lot, Fred and Lenny.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to the Ford 2018 plate clearance, which is still on, but hurry, stocks won't last. It's
Ford.com.au. That's the big Ford Ranger. Do you know what? You're talking about like hot tradies.
Yeah.
Even an average-looking tradie will be hot if he's behind the wheel.
Oh, without doubt. I'd double look.
Your head would snap off.
My head would snap off.
If you saw a tradie driving the Ford Ranger, you would lose it. You would chase him down the street, Benny Hill style.
Especially if they had a dog in the back. Oh, Benny Hill style.
It's everything you want under the one roof.
It has. And you know what? Anyone can grab one. But, you know, tradies do pretty
Chicks
well.
Chicks look good in it too. Remember the pussy wagon from Kill Bill?
Oh, how dare you. Okay.
That's nothing. Nothing.
Well, we're not calling that this car.
Well, it's
guess
just got
what?
To say it's got it covered.
So tradies.
The Ford Ranger, bang!
They earn a fortune, right? This is spare change.
Oh, for a tradie?
$59.90, mate. $59.90, drive away.
So
you get 50, two.
No, you said made that sound like it was 59.
No, $50,990 bucks for a hot-looking 2018 plate Ranger clearance car, which is going out. It's a manual.
Yep.
Here are the specs.
Yeah, what?
Dual zone climate control, reverse camera,
check.
Front parking sensors.
Check.
HID headlamps and LED daytime running lamps. The lamps are lamp, front fog lights.
You can't have enough lamps on a big behemoth.
Rear parking sensors when you're just getting into that squeezy part.
You need
park.
That because you hit a lot of things.
I don't. Yes,
you do.
Not many things. Yeah, I'm better now.
I'd like to see the Ford Ranger in your car park.
Hey.
I'd like to come in the morning.
If I could drive
and see the big Ford Ranger.
Mate, if I had a black Ford Ranger, I would turn heads.
Well, you would.
I would.
Could
I'd have my dog in the back.
Drive me to work?
I would.
Listening to Triple M?
We don't live far from each other. I would.
Listening to Triple M?
I would love a Ranger. I think people are gone mad.
It's the sexiest
This is
beast
the sexiest new
sexiest
car
beast
in town.
On four wheels.
Oh, P.S.
It's the top of the range.
I have a manual
license,
too.
The other utes, get out of the way.
Yeah.
Well, you get out of the way. The
and Ranger's pretenders who only have automatic licenses, do not apply.
You jokes.
Do not apply.
You
Come
are
on.
Not worthy.
Get on board, will you? This is the last of the 2018 plate clearance Ford Rangers. You've got to get on board. And where do you go to find out all the details?
Hey, just want to go down the showroom and have a perv?
Hey, why don't we?
Why don't we go down?
Why don't I have a test drive of one?
Why don't we?
Why don't I grab one for a week?
The Ford showroom.
Yeah.
And just perv on
Done.
Some Ford Rangers.
Let's get Jane a Ford Ranger.
Let's get me
James
a
make that
Ford.
Happen.
Can we get everything black?
A black
we
one.
Let's coordinate
Done.
With
Do you want
my
some
outfits.
Monster truck tires?
No, not too big.
You get behind the wheel, I'll get in the passenger seat and we'll go crushing some cars.
Let's do it.
Baby!
Awesome.
Got to hurry. Stocks won't last, though. Ford.com.au.
All right, Ford.
Yeah.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
All right. Everyone happy?
We're really happy.
I don't think you're happy, though.
What's wrong?
You're a bit
sad. You're a little bit too happy. You find this. What is wrong with you?
I don't, Mick.
The enjoyment
I out
of the idea that I may or may not have nits. Thank you, Lenny.
Oh, but that means Freddie will have them too.
You do everything for them, and that's the thanks.
I love the advice.
A head full of nits.
Mm. Look, in about 5 years or 10 years ago, I've been going through them for a long time. Yeah. Everybody was into, oh, you get your natural product, you get this. Everyone, cut all that out. Everybody's written to us and said stuff like any animal products that you use to get rid of fleas or something on your pets. Now, it makes sense because you don't want to kill your pet.
Yeah.
You don't want to kill your child. So it seems that it's safe to use, I reckon.
Danielle's just called in. Try Zero Weed Killer.
Oh, okay. Well, that might be
Are we crossing the
That's going a bit far. I don't think
sure
Weed Killer, okay?
Not sure
I do draw the line somewhere.
You said kerosene. How
kerosene, Kero, just a little bit, just a
flammable
swish. Ash Harvey said, really feel sorry for the Malloy house with the boys having nits. Mick's mum's going to be so busy. Oh, poor Wendy. She's going to be...
Well, I blame her too.
Why?
Well, because she hasn't been keeping a tidy house or eye on things.
Michael.
I tell you what, she's got
Michael Malloy.
She has a lot of linen to wash in the next couple of days.
Oh, my God.
Hey, let's go back to the first topic du jour, which was the tradies, the hot tradies. Hugh did a very dubious piece about hot tradies, which objectified a lot of men who work hard.
You were offended by
this. A career, and I just felt you weren't
you
seriously.
Betrayed.
And we had a debate about whether the pizza parlour guy was a tradie, and we said, no, he's not. And you said, yes, he is.
Well, I said, for purposes
it's
of my
trade,
segment,
Jane.
I said, well, are delivery drivers tradies? And a lot of tradies who do apprenticeships for 4 years.
Took umbrage.
Took a little bit of umbrage.
As they should. Yes. Chloe 84 goes, well, are taxi drivers tradies? I think not. They are pretty much the same thing. They get paid to deliver from A to B by the longest route possible.
What about
you'll
Nick
get
Jolly?
Nits in a cab.
Nick Jolly said almost the same as referring to comedians as disc jockeys.
Mm. How do you see me, Dave?
A broadcasting professional.
Sounds a bit flat.
A giant of the industry.
Well, yeah. Well, you're on Sunrise tomorrow, aren't you?
Oh, that's right. Oh my God. Who's going to wake you up?
I'm going to give the cash cow nits. I'm going to give the cash cow nits, and then I'm going to smash an egg on the back of his.
Please don't embarrass me.
Why not?
Oh, that's a good. Well, I just want to know. Do you know who's on the show tomorrow?
Who?
Andy Lee. There's a professional.
You might give him this.
Do not sit too close to his lustrous head of hair.
I'll tell him, and I'll wear his headphones before he gets
really?
Here.
Really?
It'll be a great prank. They
He'll
love pranks.
He'll be very upset with you.
Andy Lee to join us tomorrow. We've got the podcast ready to go up soon at kennedymalloy.com.au.
You're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Now, catch the 2018 plate clearance on Ford Rangers at your participating Ford dealers. Details at ford.com.au.